Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon. My very special guest is Amy Fennell. She is the Director of Music Ministries at First Pres Church, and she's also seen quite often on the theater stage. How you doing today, Amy?
I'm doing very well and happy to be here with you today, Anne.
Well, it's good to have you here. We have met each other many times, but this is the first sit-down that you and I have had.
That's right. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So where are you from originally, Amy?
Well, I was born in Greenwood. My father was a pastor, and we moved away a few times, but we always found our way back to Greenwood. And my husband and I met in high school here, Greenwood High School, and moved to Somerville while he was in dental school, and we moved back to Greenwood. We feel this is our home. So
that's great. Yeah. That's great. So today we're going to be talking some about the choir that you have gotten to come here, the Spivey Hall Children's Choir, and we're going to talk some about that. But I'm always interested as to how somebody got their start in music. You know, what made you as a young person see music as a future?
Well, I started piano lessons when I was in first grade, and I guess I took to it, and I never considered stopping. And music was always important in the churches where my father served, and I looked up to the music directors in our churches. And so I guess that's how I got my start. I never considered stopping.
Anything else?
That's right.
And I suppose you were encouraged too, right?
Yes.
From your family. Yeah.
There was no pressure, but they did encourage me in my lessons. Yes.
So as you've not only are you music director through the churches, but you've also taught in schools too.
Yes, I have. That was my major in college and in graduate school was music education. So it's something I'm passionate about. And I taught for 5 years in public schools and 1 year in a private school. And I just happened to have found my home at First Presbyterian Church, which I'm very grateful for.
Sure. So what do you think when you're teaching music today? And of course, there's a lot of question about how important is the arts and music and everything in school. I think now we're seeing that they are important. There was a period there where we don't need these extra things, but now we're coming back around to we do need these things. What do you see from the kids today as far as the enjoyment of music, the seriousness of music? What do you see?
Well, music, it brings us joy in our lives. All of the arts do. And that is the most important thing that comes out of the arts, is human expression. And if you take that away, you're taking something very important away from our souls, and we're taking joy out of our lives. I think music in schools should be fun. It should promote joy of learning. And it should also give students a sense of appreciation for the arts and how hard artists work to become good at what they do. And if someone decides to study an instrument or to study dance or to study art, there comes a point when they realize, oh, it's not just fun. I do have to work hard, but it's worth it. It's worth it in the end.
Sure. And yet, you know, so many would like to become those big artists. And yet it's kind of like football, isn't it? Or some of the other sports that very few really make it to the big leagues.
Well, that there's truth to that for sure. But the good thing about the arts is that you don't have to become a professional artist to be able to enjoy art.
And to share it.
That's exactly right.
And to share it.
Yes.
That is very true. But now, you personally, you like being on stage, I think. I've seen you on stage. I think you enjoy being on stage.
I do, yes.
What's been some of your favorite roles? Because I know you've been on Greenwood Community Theater. You just finished the Quilters with Bess Parks Wild Hair Productions. But what stands out over time, some of the roles that you've had, Amy?
Well, I've had the privilege of directing some shows with children, and so if I were to look back on that time as a music teacher and shows I directed, I loved directing Annie Jr. It made me smile, and it was a lot of fun for the middle school students that I directed. If I think back on my theater experience, probably my best memory was Fiddler on the Roof here in Greenwood.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes, it was a large cast. I got to meet people that I normally would not have been able to meet, and to forge some new relationships, so that was great.
Sure. Are you going to be working on, is it The Sound of Music? Is that the one we're going to be doing here?
No, they did that one last summer.
Okay. Did you work on that one?
I did not. We were moving last summer, so was our focus. I think this summer they're doing Mary Poppins, which I look forward to seeing. I did not audition for that because I have some other projects that I'm working on. We just finished a production of Quilters, though, through the Wild Hair Productions, and that was part of our Festiva series, and that was a great experience, too.
I didn't get to see it, but I heard it really was awesome. Now, when you think of the Quilters, you know, people have said different things about it. What was it actually about?
Well, it was about ladies as they made their way across the Great Plains, and they experienced hardships that I'd never thought about. And they quilted not just because it was a hobby, as mm-hmm. I would think of it now, but they quilted because it was a means of survival. They literally had to keep their families warm, and their quilts told their stories as they went along.
Yeah, and there, you had quite a cast on that, too.
Oh, yes.
And adults and children, correct? Or young people?
Well, we did have a teenager. Okay. Ariel Norris was in the cast, and the rest were adults, yes.
Yeah. Okay, because I can remember talking to somebody about how they were going to come up with her costume, and, you know, this was all part of it, too.
Sure.
Well, that's neat. That's some of the things that the arts brings us and the opportunity. Now, the First Pres started Festiva. Why did they start this? Because it's free, right?
Right.
I mean, and it brings great music, and it even has childcare available. I mean, I don't know what you guys were thinking over there.
Well, it started just before I arrived back in Greenwood in 2001, and the church renovated the sanctuary, and it's now a great acoustical space, and we also got a new pipe organ at the time, and Bob Glick and Charles Gaines and the music team there at the time decided that it was a great space to share with the community, and so they started this series, and I think it's great that it's still free to the community.
Yeah, that doesn't always come for free, does it, when they come to town?
Right.
Exactly. Well, listen, we are here with Amy Fennell. She's going to spend the hour with us. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about art. We're going to talk about the Spivey Hall Children's Choir and what the advantages of is bringing a choir such as this to Greenwood. So I want you to keep it right here on WCRS. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back after these words.
Gold. Gold! More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, and the rain is coming down. So if you're out there on the roads, be careful. This is when it can be kind of slick out there when it first starts coming down. But my very special guest here today, Amy Fennell, she's the Director of Music Ministries at First Pres Church, and she has a bachelor's degree in music education from Erskine and a master's of music education from USC. So Amy is well qualified, and certainly you seem to what shall I say, radiate when you're talking about music here, Amy.
Wow, well, thank you.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So how did you end up with this job being the director of music ministries? I think with a church like First Pres, that's a huge deal, isn't it?
Oh, well, I consider it an honor, yes. I started working in church music when I was about 16 over at Fraser Presbyterian Church, which is in the Matthews Mill Village. And I started playing piano for them, and eventually I was able to direct their choir. Mm-hmm. And for a teenager, that was a great a great experience, and I had a very forgiving congregation who didn't mind if I messed up here and there, but it was great training grounds for me. And after that, I was able to work at Emmanuel Lutheran Church here in town while I was in college with their children's choirs, and that gave me lots of great experience while I was studying music education. And I guess the rest is just kind of history. I have had a church job since that time, since I was 16, and it's definitely a passion of mine.
Now, in today's world, getting people to participate in church choirs and children and everything, is that tough?
You know, I have not experienced it. I have not had that experience. At First Pres, most of the children in our church participate in our Wednesday night programming, which happens to include choir.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we had over 30 in our Wednesday night program this year. And so I had 30 to sing with every Wednesday, which I was very grateful for.
Now, how does have you ever had a child that you say you should just mouth it, don't say it, don't really sing out here?
Absolutely not.
I just had to ask.
No, I would never say that to a child. Now, I might find ways to help that child find his singing voice or hers.
Do we all have a singing voice, Amy?
I believe we all have a singing voice, okay. Yes. And there's, you know, we don't just sing for fun. We sing to praise the Lord. And I don't want to discourage anyone from that, despite what their talents might be.
Have they had the speaking part in the song?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, what you have to do to try to make it all come together, right?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, I was totally amazed. We're going to get into talking about the Spivey Hall Children's Choir. But on Sunday, we were at the Memorial Day ceremony at the Veterans Hall here in Greenwood. And the Adams family, the Adams children that were singing that afternoon, what voices? And you said you were there.
I was there, and I've not met the Adams yet, but I've heard a lot about them, and I was glad that I got the opportunity to hear them sing. What a great sound they made.
Right.
It made me wish I had a bunch of sisters to sing with.
And particularly I'm going to say the little one that had the big voice.
Yes. No, yes. She was really impressive.
Yeah. So when you look at working with choirs and everything that you're working with, now you work with children and adults at First Pres, is
that's
that right?
That's right.
Does the children's choir have a certain age group? Or?
Yes. Now, we have a preschool group that meets regularly, and then we have a children's choir starting with first grade, first through fifth. Mm-hmm. And we rehearse first and second together and third through fifth together, and yeah, that's the way it works. We also have a youth choir for 6th grade through 12th grade that meets on a regular basis, too.
Now, your choirs that are at the church, do they just sing and at the church, or do they go out into the community and do any other things?
Well, we have been invited to participate in other ways before. We have taken our children's choir to Erskine to sing at their Christmas concert. Mm-hmm. We've been a part of the Greenwood Festival Chorale concert. There might have been a couple of other times.
That was just recently, wasn't it, that you did?
Just a couple of years ago,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Now, when you're teaching, though, how do you go about just, I mean, that has to be an awesome job. You're taking children from different age groups and different, mm-hmm. and pulling them together and making them all sing together.
Yes.
How does that work, Amy? How do you make that happen?
Well, I guess I have a few tricks in my bag, but
okay.
I base my teaching off of teaching solfege, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, as a way to learn pitch. And we do a lot of vocalizations as well, and a lot of short little exercises to help kids learn to match pitch. And I think it's really important to start teaching them to read music right from the beginning. And that's a focus in our choirs. We only meet for 30 minutes, but I take at least 5 every week to work on that pitch matching and learning to read pitches on the staff.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Because I do think it is difficult, and I don't know how it is today versus how it was 10, 15 years ago with kids and attention spans and getting them to really focus in on the music.
Right. Well, we've definitely learned a lot about how kids learn. And not everybody learns by sitting in perfect posture in choir for 30 minutes and listening very carefully to the teacher. So I try to incorporate a lot of movement. We stand up, we sit down, we dance. That helps to make it fun, too. And when it's fun, the kids respond better and they just enjoy singing it more. And that comes across when they sing for others.
Wow. So the Spivey Children's Choir, you wanted to bring them here because?
Well, in my graduate school experience, I did a lot of research on children's choirs, community children's choirs, and I've always dreamed of starting one. And in that process, I got to listen to a lot of choirs. I've been to a lot of conventions and that type of thing where I've seen and heard really good community children's choirs. And I wanted Greenwood to have the experience of being able to hear a world-renowned children's choir.
Right.
And so that's what's going on. The dream's finally coming true.
Well, now, the Spivey Hall Children's Choir, I mean... How did you get them to come here?
Well, that's a good question because it is a logistical, it could be a logistical problem. They're coming from Atlanta, so they have to charter a bus to get here and all those kinds of things. But I wrote them about our series and how it's free to the community and what types of events we like to host. And thankfully, they said yes, and I feel very privileged because they do a good bit of touring, but places like Salt Lake City this past February, where they sang for the American Choral Directors Association convention. So there were 5,000 choral directors here, and this is, there were 5,000 choral directors in Salt Lake City, that
right.
is, and this was one of the featured choirs. I cannot imagine the effort it takes to get that number of kids across the country to do that type of concert. But this summer, the touring choir from Spivey Hall is going to Spain.
And they're coming to Greenwood.
And they're coming to Greenwood.
Now, that really says something there, Amy.
Yes, it does.
And this is a really big deal. I mean, when you see it and you go, children's choir, okay.
Right. You know, we all love to hear children sing. But when you hear this choir, it'll give you goosebumps.
Now, what sets them apart, Amy?
Well, part of it is that they all share a passion for singing, and they share a dedication to learning to become really good at it. And they have a really good teacher. They spend a lot of time together. You can tell that they are close to each other, not just that they see each other every week, but that they're friends. You can tell that they really have a love for the music they're singing. And you'll see that if you come to the concert.
That's right. And that is this Saturday.
This Saturday. Usually our Festiva events are on Sunday, but this is our first Saturday performance. And I hope everybody will get that message. Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Saturday at 3 o'clock. And that is at First Pres.
That's right.
And you're going to have childcare available.
Yes, we would encourage children to come to the performance, but preschool children might not enjoy it as much. So the nursery is available for preschool children.
You know, that is, I think, phenomenal to have a level that they are. I mean, just when you talk about the artistic director, Martha Shaw, she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you read about how she is able to get these kids to perform. Now, you know, you and I, when we come back, we're going to talk more about her, more about how she got this all started. And then we're also going to talk about, you know, how much can kids do, right? How
mm-hmm.
much they should, what shall we say, pressure their voice, force their voice.
That's true. You have to think about what's healthy for them.
For them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about that, too. So I hope you're going to stay tuned right here with us on WCRS. You know who I am. I am Ann Eller, and I am right here with Amy Fennell. She is the Director of Music Ministries at First Pres. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, we've had some cloudy skies coming up this evening, partly cloudy after midnight. Stray shower or thunderstorm? Well, we certainly have had that stray shower. What do we got for a temperature right now? Looks like we have 83 degrees and cloudy skies out there. So looks like the rain has stopped. At least it's quit raining over here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Now, tomorrow on Friday, we are looking for a high of 88, low of 63, and only a 20% chance of rain. And it looks like Saturday, high of 87, low of 65. 10%, virtually nada on the rain aspect. So I want you to write down on your calendar, Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. Be there at First Pres if you want to hear amazing music. The Spivey Hall Children's Choir is performing here in Greenwood. Now, the Spivey Hall Children's Choir, Amy, this is something that Martha Shaw actually put together, isn't it?
It is, yes. That's right, on the campus of Clayton State University in the Atlanta area.
Now, they started out as just a choir, or the idea was to be this awesome choir, or what was the original plan, do you know?
Well, I haven't spoken to Dr. Shaw about what her original vision was, but it certainly has become something wonderful. I think they started in 1994 mm-hmm. as the Spivey Hall Children's Choir, and since then they've added two more levels to the choir, a younger choir for children who are just beginning to learn to sing, and then a touring choir for the best singers in the group.
So they are coming here to Greenwood. They're out of the Atlanta area, so you don't want to miss this. I'm very surprised. You wrote them a letter. You must have been very persuasive when you wrote that letter.
I tried.
You tried, that's right. But we also need to say that who's this being sponsored by? You've got some great sponsors that are helping with this.
Yes, well, Festiva is supported by its patrons, but also the Greenwood County Community Foundation granted us some funding to help bring this group to Greenwood, and also the South Carolina Arts Commission.
Right, so that's two great groups, mm-hmm. so you don't want to miss this. Now, this is going to be 3 p.m. on Saturday. Now, this you said you heard them when you were out in Utah.
Yes, I went to Salt Lake City back in February, and they were one of the featured choirs. I was so excited to hear them there and to know that they were coming to Greenwood.
So you already had arranged for them to come
to
Greenwood?
Oh, yes.
Then.
This has been in the works since last summer, actually.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think when you got to hear them?
Well, I smiled the whole time. And, you know, there were times when you just... you just get goosebumps and tears can come to your eyes from the beauty of their singing. And to watch them is a wonderful experience, too, to watch the expressions on their faces. And they don't stand still when they sing. And by that, I don't mean that they have choreography. I mean that they move because they feel the movement in the music. So that was wonderful to watch, too.
Wow. So they will be coming here on Saturday, May 30th. That is Saturday this week. So, Ms. Shaw, though, Dr. Shaw, she doesn't only do this.
That's right.
What does she do?
She is a college professor at Reinhardt University, close to Atlanta, and she is the director of choral music there and also other music classes in the university as well. So, yes, Spivey Hall is something that she does on top of her full-time job.
I guess that's when you know somebody is really passionate, is when they go out after they have a full-time job and they add something to, and then it becomes such a, what shall we say, a big success.
That's exactly right, yes. You can tell she has a passion for it.
Yes. All right. So this is what's going to be going on. But now, you know, you were talking to me before we came on the air, and we were just talking about how much can you develop a child's voice. I mean, you were talking about the mature voices of children, and you know, you've got to be careful, but there's a line that you don't want to cross when we're working with children. And you know, we see on You've Got Talent and all these singers and everything out there. Well, what do you have to say about all that?
Well, there's a lot to say about that. I think that each voice is different, and each voice has different capabilities. So you have to take each child where they are and listen to them. But in general, you want to make sure that they're not pushing their voices too much. And our culture tends to value things that are loud.
Right.
And loud isn't always the most beautiful. And so I try to remember that.
Is that what you tell the kids? I like this. Loud isn't always the most beautiful.
Right. Well, I always tell them not to sing louder than what is pretty for their own voice. And that's something to remember. If children push their voices too hard at an early age, they can run into vocal problems. And that's not just in their singing, but also in their speaking. They don't want to end up having to encounter problems later with their voices, especially if they love to sing.
Sure. How do you draw that line? How do you know whether you've crossed that line or you might be headed for that line, though, Amy?
Well, it's just a case-by-case basis. I've certainly taught children that I've had to say, that's too much. You need to scale it back a little bit and use a gentler tone quality so that you don't hurt your voice. I remember a student that I had in my teaching where... he could only sing on pitch if he was singing a vowel. And it was the strangest thing. And he loved to sing. And as soon as we put consonants in there, he couldn't sing on pitch anymore. And it turned out that he had vocal nodules. He had surgery to repair that. And I helped him through learning to sing on pitch again. But he did a lot of yelling in his life. And that was just part of who he was. So he had to learn to tone that back. So I'm always listening for good, healthy vocal habits and encouraging them in children.
Wow. Now, there's something you didn't know, don't think, this afternoon. That's why I love doing this show, because I always learn different things. Now, what about if you get laryngitis?
That's something you got to be very careful with. You have to hydrate, drink lots of water, and just rest your voice.
That's hard when you're a talk show host.
It is. It's hard when you're a teacher or a singer, too.
I just had laryngitis last week, and, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, well, it comes from a swelling of the vocal cords, so you just have to give them a time to rest and to let the swelling go down.
Okay. It's hard when you're married to a man that's almost deaf, Amy.
Oh, man. You got to write notes, Anne.
Write notes. There you go. Maybe I should have tried that. I use the girls here. I'd say what I'd have to say, and now repeat it to Jeff so he can hear you.
That was a good idea.
I can be inventive. All right. Well, we're right here with Amy Fennell. She is the Director of Music Ministries at First Pres Church. She has agreed to come in and talk to us. We've been talking about Spivey Hall Children's Choir, which is performing. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the activities that are actually going to be going on this summer at First Pres, and a new choir I think she's getting ready to start. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices. And smooch-able results.
Ah, that's right. I'm right here with you this afternoon, right here on WCRS 1450 AM. Yes, I am Ann Eller, and yes, I am here with Amy Fennell. She is the Director of Music Ministries. She's been here talking about, well, a lot of different things, but we wanted to have her on because the Spivey Hall Children's Choir is coming to town. This is a really, really, really big deal, and they are going to be here this Saturday. They are going to be performing at 3:00 in the afternoon. How long is the concert going to be, Amy?
The concert will last 1 hour.
1 hour. Mm-hmm. So that's like 3 to 4. And then is there anything else going on at 4?
Yes. After the concert is over, we'll have a chance to gather in the lobby, and we're serving ice creams. Perfect thing on a Saturday afternoon in South Carolina in May.
That's right. So an ice cream social.
That's right.
Now, will the kids that are in the choir, will they be there? Will people be able to meet them? Or
We have encouraged the director to come out and greet some folks, and I'm kind of leaving it up to them as to whether or not they're going to allow the choir members to come out. They will have been standing for an hour, so I'm sure they'll be ready to change out of their formal clothes and rest a little bit. So I hope a few of them will come out.
Yeah, that would be real inspiring. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I would think that if somebody had somebody that was into music in some of the choirs around town and mm-hmm. whatnot, that this would be an excellent opportunity to see what going all the way up the spectrum can mean for a children's choir.
That's right. The end product here, yes. Because the choir will be 48 singers, and their ages are 10 to 18.
And you said they came from 17 counties there in Georgia. Now, that means some of them are traveling a pretty good way to come to.
I would imagine so. So that tells me a lot about the level of commitment that children have and the commitment of their parents as well to see enough value in this experience to travel 30 minutes to an hour for them to be able to participate. And I don't really know how far they travel, but I'm sure in Atlanta traffic, if it's a pull from 17 counties, it's quite a haul.
Absolutely. These are all in that age group, 10 to 18.
That's right.
So we're not talking about college kids here. Most of them are going to be in high school or middle school.
That's right.
This is an experience you don't want to miss.
I hope that we will have Greenwood turnout for this concert, just to be able to have this wonderful experience, to hear this beautiful music.
Sure. And, it is such a beautiful environment over there mm-hmm. at First Pres. I mean, it's inspiring just to sit in the pews over there.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
So now you add great music to it, and you really have moved the mountain up even further here. So you need to put that on the on your calendar for Saturday afternoon, 3:00. Mm-hmm. Be there so that you can spend an hour, and then you get free ice cream.
That's right. It's a great thing to do on Saturday.
Free ice cream. What could be better, folks? So put that on your calendar, 3:00, First Pres. You will not be disappointed. You'll hear great music. And now, what kind of music will they be singing, Amy?
Well, that's a great question. There will be some familiar songs. They have some spirituals on there. There's some Gershwin. There are some children's songs that you'll recognize. And there'll also be original choral compositions on the program as well.
Wow. Now, what kind of an accompaniment do they have?
Piano.
Piano?
Mm-hmm.
Just piano?
Just piano.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, this is going to be one of those events that you will be crying about if you miss it. So put
Amen.
It on the calendar, 3 p.m. But, you know, this is not all. But this is the last Festiva program of the season, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What's happening next?
Well, our next season will begin in October. We look forward to a great season. We're going to start with Three on a String, which is a group from Alabama, three men who play bluegrass, and they're also comedians. So it's going to be a great time. They came highly recommended by our own Nikki Murphy, who works at our church. She's seen them in concert many times and just thinks it'll be a fabulous thing for our community.
Wow. Okay. So, see, you guys really are covering the spectrum here.
We are trying our best
no,
to
you
just
really are,
offer
yeah.
a diverse series that's also full of excellence.
That's right. And I think you do that. You're not trying. You are doing that over there at First Pres. So put that on the calendar again. It is a free event. How often can you get to hear great music and have an ice cream social for free?
Exactly.
All right. And it's right here in Greenwood, no driving involved.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you've covered all the bases. But you have some other projects you're going to be working on. You said you wanted to start a girls' choir.
That's right. It's been a dream of mine for a while, and so I've decided that now is the right time for me personally, but also for our church. And First Presbyterian is going to sponsor a girls' choir for the Greenwood community, and it's going to be called Palmetto Girls Sing.
Okay, and what age group?
Grades 4 through 8.
4 through 8.
That's right.
Now, if you have a child in that age group and you'd like to get some more information, or do they have to try out? What has to happen to get into this?
Good question. There is an audition. It's not a scary audition, just for us to get to know the girls and what their abilities are. They'll sing a simple song like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and answer a few questions about themselves and echo a few patterns so we can see some of their musical skills right there on the spot. But we're looking forward to a start in September with a kickoff in August, and auditions will be in August as well. And if parents contact me at the church, that's the best way to get information about the choir, and I can send them a registration form and set up an audition time.
Well, what number would they need to call, Amy?
229-5814.
5814. So 229-5814. Mm-hmm. Now, how many girls will be able, how many spaces do you have in the choir?
We have not set a limit yet. So since this is 500? Our first go, I really don't know what kind of response we'll have, but I have been to several elementary schools and one middle school this week, and I've been able to personally talk to the girls and to show them a presentation about what the group will be like and what other girls' choirs in our country are like and kind of what to expect. We've had T-shirts made up, and so look for lots of advertising around town this summer.
Wow, okay. Yeah, but won't that make the boys jealous?
It might.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, Amy. I mean, you know. It's
Yes, so who knows what will come out of this down the road. But I really believe that for that age group, single gender singing groups are really the best choice. Takes away all kinds of pressures when you just separate the girls from the boys. And so the girls can focus on things that girls like to do and songs that girls like to sing and issues that are specific to the girl's voice at that age. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting to know Greenwood's young ladies.
Well, that's great. Now, what age group is this for?
Fourth through eighth grade.
Fourth through eighth grade. So fourth through eighth grade, and just the girls here now, and we'll see how this works.
Yes.
Yes, I think that's exciting. And so you plan to be giving a lot more time, Amy.
Yes. But it will be a joy.
Yeah.
Because it's a dream of mine. And on Mondays, we'll meet on Mondays, September through May. And hopefully you'll hear about our concerts that will be coming up.
Well, if you make sure that we know about them here at WCRS, I'll be sure to put them out there so people will know about them.
That's right. And maybe one day people will be inviting Palmetto Girls Sing to sing for their town or for their group or for their school.
Oh, sure. That sounds great. So fourth through eighth grade. And if you'd like more information or you want to see about a registration, call Amy 229-5814. That's 229-5814. Well, gosh, we have talked about a lot of things, and we have a few minutes left, and I know you're going to have a music camp at First Pres, too.
That's right.
That's not enough. We've got more.
Well, I like to continue to offer opportunities for our kids during the summer, and this is not just for the children of First Presbyterian Church, but for our entire community. We are going to do a music and arts camp, and that will be during the first week of August, August 3rd through 7th. It's from 9 to 2, Monday through Thursday. And on Friday, we will present a musical at noon. Now, this is just a 30-minute musical, but it's called 100% Chance of Rain. So you can guess what story from the Bible might be featured in this musical. But it's a jazz cantata, so we have a bass player coming and a percussionist and a flute player. And the music reminds me very much of Charlie Brown.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, there's a cost associated with this?
There is a small cost, $35 just to cover snacks and their T-shirt and, you know, the music that we need to put the production on.
Wow. Just $35
yes,
for a whole week. Nine
for a
to
whole
two.
Week. Nine
not,
to
not
two.
Nine, not 9 to 12, 9 to 2. So I guess that means you'll be feeding them something, too.
They're going to bring their lunch.
Bring in their lunch.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to make sure they bring their lunch. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. Now, is there a size number to that? Are you going to have just X amount of kids, maybe?
We're not going to limit the size of that, no. But we're looking for rising second through sixth grade.
Second through sixth grade.
Boys and girls.
Okay, so that's for both the boys and the girls. Well, gee, Amy, it sounds like you stay very, very busy.
Yes.
Yes.
With wonderful things.
Yes, and you have three children.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are they?
9, 7, and 4.
9, 7, and 4. So you really are very busy. Well, listen, it really has been great to have you come out here. The Spivey Hall Children's Choir is performing Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. You got to be there. Amy, thanks so much for coming out and sharing all the things we've been talking about this afternoon.
Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
All right. This is your favorite talk show right here in Greenwood, WCRS. I'm Ann Eller. This is Meet Me at the Diner right here, right now. That's going to do it for us. I'll be back in the morning. Bye-bye, everybody.